This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. I'm Tad.
Good morning,
Drax.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
This is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
Yes, it is Groundhog Day today. So exciting.
Well, you know, I was thinking earlier is I feel bad for the people that set up this festival because I imagine it's several people's full-time job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In Punxsutawney.
There are thousands of people that show up for this thing.
But then, like, on Saturday, is there a huge letdown? It's like, all right, we did it. And now there's 364 more days. Like, your entire job is setting up for one day.
But hopefully only 6 weeks of those are winter time.
Right.
Well, that's true. So there's an outlook
the thing
there.
Is, it's so funny because, Kara, you wouldn't understand this because you spent your whole life here in the South. But when you grow up in a place that is just really 90% winter.
In the frozen tundra? No, thank you.
You really cling to Groundhog Day with all of your might.
Right?
It actually means something to people in the North because that's...
You're praying to be frozen, to be thawed out.
Yeah. You're looking for anything, and it's like, without airline tickets to Florida, we're screwed. We're screwed until June.
We always say, I've said growing up, if the month has the letter R in it, it could snow. Think about that.
Please.
And in
no
some places I've lived, like Rhode Island and Massachusetts, it's August, so it's possible. So today's the big day, guys. In addition to it being Groundhog Day, today is the day where Kara pays the piper.
Oh, yeah. I get Kara's phone for 2 hours today.
I'm sick about it. So much so that I mistakenly left my phone at home this morning. Then, like, went looking for it and said, well, I could go into work and not have my phone
and that would create quite the scandal.
I would.
But yeah, I would much rather just give up the phone than deal with the aftermath of leaving it at home. So I turned around and went back.
So throughout the month of January, if you weren't listening, the heck is wrong with you? But if you weren't listening, every single game we played, we kept track of who won, who lost, and the loser was going to have to hand their phone over to the winner. Mm-hmm. At the end, we chose the Friday because, that's
more fun. Yeah.
Well, and you don't have to see each other over the weekend because I'm imagining, Drex, you have some pretty embarrassing plans.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I've got a full.
He has a list.
Rundown.
I've been preparing. When is that all going to happen?
I don't know. Start at six?
Okay. I'm here for it.
Right. Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 66. 60 tomorrow. 43 in Midtown now. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you who was just named as one of the South's most beloved burger joints in just a second. But it's Groundhog Day, and thousands of people will be gathering in Pennsylvania this morning to see if the most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, will see his shadow, giving us 6 more weeks of winter or not, and bringing us an early spring. But we live here in Georgia, so who cares about what some Yankee squirrel says?
We have our very own resident
groundhog. His name is General Beauregard Lee, and his predictions have been far better than Phil's over the years.
Can we go back to that venom, some Yankee rodent? And she looked right at us, Ted.
Do you know how many
said
transplants live in Atlanta?
Do you know how many non-transplants live in Atlanta? Anyways, if you want to go check out General Lee this morning, he is at Dosaut Trails Nature Center out in Jackson. They're going to do a big ceremony just like they're doing in Pennsylvania. And his prediction should be made a little after 7:30 this morning. Now, when it comes to having the best burger, there are a lot of places that you can go. But Southern Living just named the Varsity as among 20 of the South's most beloved burger joints. It was the only spot in Georgia to make the list. And it's been an Atlanta institution for over 95 years. But do you guys really think that that's the best burger in Atlanta?
Okay, yeah. Beloved,
right.
Maybe.
Sure.
Like, right. You cannot top the Varsity. Legendary.
Right.
Hot
when it comes
dogs.
To history experience. And everything.
Chili dogs, delicious.
Right. Yeah.
They don't look the tastiest from a distance.
I don't remember ever tasting anything at Varsity. Usually when I'm there, it's like after a tech game or something, you're just like
wolfing it
down. Something
it in,
yeah.
So who has the best burger? Even Grindhouse. Just looking at a Grindhouse burger mm-hmm. compared to a Varsity burger, it's superior.
There's a little gas station in Dunwoody, and they have a burger joint inside called NF Burger, which is always on tops of lists around town. It's a right. really good spot. You guys should check that out.
Kara.
My little hidden gem is called Ray. Too, and it's in Roswell, and it's this little hole in the wall place, but they have the best burger. It's called the Jimmy's Special. It's double patties, lettuce, tomato, onion on a grilled sourdough. It is incredible.
Anywhere,
well,
Chad?
I'm going to go. I already said Grindhouse.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go to Kara's selection before Drex's because Drex is a Yankee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A Yankee rodent.
You
Chad.
Don't know your burgers.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app.
She stops by every Friday with some casting calls, works in the TV and movie business. And sneaks off set to give us the latest, our celebrity insider, A-Wood.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey.
Hey, happy Friday.
We get it.
It's Groundhog Day.
Thank you, Kara.
Oh, my God. Please.
I knew you would get it, and I sort of knew the guys would not.
Listen,
this is why I love you.
I got you.
You
babe.
Did? That's Groundhog Day. Hey, Cobra Kai is in its 6th and final season, and I almost forgot about it because from the last season, then the writer's strike, it's been like almost 2 years.
It has been a long time.
It's been a long time since season 5, but season 6 is here, and it is the final season, but here's the good news. They're going to wrap up most of the storylines,
mm-hmm.
right? But even after season 6, they're going to do a movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And the movie is supposedly going to tie up everything and give everything a final ending.
That's smart.
So season 6 finishes on Netflix and then movies.
Then they'll shoot a movie.
Then they're shooting a movie.
I have a question, A-Wood. So a lot of these shows, Netflix shows, they will shoot multiple seasons here. Do the actors, will they move here? Do they live here?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did Ralph Macchio live here? Has he lived here for the last 6 months? 6 years, sorry.
Well, I don't think he was here during the strike time.
Okay.
Think a lot of people left during strike time. But yeah, they're here.
There's
they
this thing
here.
It's called Airbnb
yeah.
and VRBO.
For 6 years?
There are still, well, no, they're only here when they're filming.
Right. But off and on, yeah, the entire time. I mean, think about how long Jason Bateman was here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. From doing
and
Ozark.
He lived here.
Yes.
Wow.
I lived in a place in Inman Park while my house was being renovated. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, Sam Rockwell was staying here. Like, all these stars
wow.
were staying in the building that I was in.
Yeah, remember that time Tad was living with a bunch of stars and never invited us over? I know a couple that Zach Galifianakis rented out their house when he was here filming.
Oh,
and
that's
they
cool.
lived a sweet mm-hmm. life. They were hoteling it up. And even
wow.
after he left, they stayed out for a while. Like, and they got a lot of stuff
well,
fixed in their house.
It's Zach Galifianakis. You got to air the place out. For a bit,
but still, no, they do. They pretty much become residents. I mean, I know so many people that are staying out at Trillith now
okay.
because there's
oh,
some
yeah.
stuff coming up. So, yeah.
Is
they're
it,
here.
You say Trillith is a studio, right?
Trillith is the big,
Fayetteville.
Huge studio out in Fayetteville.
And
yeah.
do they have housing there?
Oh my gosh, it's so beautifully expensive, but yes, it's there. But no, the homes are really, really pretty. You can definitely tell they know who they're catering to.
Yeah.
And here's the deal, those prices at Trillith to LA people
is nothing.
They're
nothing.
Like, this
drop
is
in the bucket.
Sweet.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Did the
absolutely.
Studio build the homes? Because that would be a great, what do they call that, non-traditional revenue?
It is definitely, it's all connected. It's one of those places where everybody's just getting around on golf carts and electric bikes.
Well, it's crazy. Somebody so knowledgeable yet has yet to invite us out there. Just like you and Sam Rockwell.
What are we
going to
do?
We could
go be in Family Feud. We could all go play Family Feud. Ted, you could be the head of our team and... We would be the ones that support
and win.
I'm going
to be the head of the team. That's
funny.
You're
the dad.
Do we have to kiss Steve Harvey?
That would be Ted's role. That would be Ted's role. But hey, Cobra Kai is looking for real boxers and people with military experience to play soldiers. Mm. So by real boxers, again, you don't have to be pro, but it does help if you know how to throw and land punches.
You got to be able to bob and weave.
There you go. That's exactly what the casting thing said. Bob.
Oh, I know.
All the things, right? Follow me on all social at Awood Radio, and I'll tell you how to be in Cobra Kai Season 6.
So Kara lost our January game challenge and had to hand her unlocked phone over to Drex for 2 hours during the show. This started at 6. The first thing Drex did was post a shirtless photo of himself on her Facebook page with a caption as Kara that says, OMG, my co-host Drex is such a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's also tall, handsome, and mentally stable.
For sure.
April Renner, you are one lucky gal. Just wanted to take a little time to show my appreciation for such a good coworker. And then to top it off, Drex goes on as himself saying, oh, thank you so much for posting.
Oh my God.
And you've gotten so, like, your husband, the minute it got posted, just sent a bunch of text message that says just question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, so you mentioned before that you had...
You know what? Actually, hang on a second. Hang on. Kara's getting a call. Hang on. How do I put this on speaker? Oh, okay. Hello?
Yes, is this Kara?
This is her husband. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Mike from Rocket Mortgage. I saw that you all were interested in some refinance options.
So we definitely are. The problem is we're at work right now. We're going to be available like after 10. So if you can call us back, and if we don't answer, just keep calling after 10 a.m. because we're very interested.
Excellent. Will do. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
You are a terrible person.
So wait. You just put her name out there in the universe
Yeah, if you go online and you want to refinance your house and you put all your information in there.
But I don't want to refinance my house.
You don't know, Kara. We could lock you into a nice, solid 7% interest rate.
7%? That's like twice what I've got right now.
And this is just the beginning.
Oh,
this is so mean.
We're at the bottom of the iceberg right now.
Those people are never going to leave me alone. You do realize that I have a 15-month-old that likes to nap in the afternoon and gets distracted by any buzz that goes off on my phone.
See, I don't know how Android works, but I hope you have a do not disturb button on your phone because you want to utilize that.
I'll just have to turn the ringer off completely.
The things that I'm planning for today, do not disturb is not going to do it. You're going to probably have to put a lock on your door.
You're probably going to have to change your number.
Yeah.
Kara, I'm curious, did you set up anything in advance where if you had to get in touch with a family member, Drex is in possession of your phone. Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to, like, if somebody heard some of this or somebody got a weird text from you and wanted to reach you in an, like, can you not get in touch with anybody in any way?
No, I can't.
How does that feel to be sort of on your own little island here?
It's crazy, and I'm twitchy because I haven't been able to check the security cameras in the house to check on the baby.
I deleted that app a long time ago.
You deleted
that's
my
gone.
App?
That's gone.
Dude.
All right, updates throughout the morning. This is running until 8 o'clock is when this. Drex, you have just over an hour to wreak complete havoc on Kara's life.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Rebecca and Brazelton. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of the studio, Kara.
I'm gone, Rebecca. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to step out. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions, and we're going to bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Talking about kicking a horse while she's down. She handed her phone over to Drex. Now she might have to pay out $100, which Drex will Venmo you
for
her phone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No problem.
Yay.
All right. You ready for question number one?
I am. Let's do it.
Grammy Awards are Sunday. Name the former One Direction star who took home Album of the Year last year.
Harry Styles.
Question two. Usher revealed he, Jay-Z, and P. Diddy almost created a super group. True or false, all three of those guys are from New York?
False.
Number three, Donna Kelsey is going to be a guest on a special Price is Right episode next week. Donna has two sons in the NFL. Their names?
Oh, my gosh. Travis and... Oh, my Lord.
You got the easy one.
Yeah.
We all know Travis Kelsey. Why can't I think of the other one? Oh, my goodness. Right, I only got Travis. On. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Question number four. Larry David is offering an apology to Elmo after ambushing him during a Today Show segment. Larry has a long-running show on HBO. What's it called?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Number five. Today's Groundhog Day. What's the name of the public park where Punxsutawney Phil lives?
Park. Gosh, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's in Pennsylvania, but I don't know.
Okay. All right, bring in Kara back in.
That is a tough one. All right, Rebecca and Basilton, you did okay this morning on a Friday. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man.
All right, Kara making her way back into the studio, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number one, name the former One Direction star who took home Album of the Year at the Grammys last year.
Harry Styles.
It was Harry's house. That's what Rebecca said, 1-1.
Question two, true or false, Usher, Jay-Z, and P. Diddy are all from New York.
That's false.
Of course that's false. That's what Rebecca said, 2-2.
Number three, Donna Kelsey has two sons in the NFL. What are their names?
Jason and Travis.
Jason. Rebecca.
I knew it.
3-2.
Number four, Larry David's show on HBO is called what?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Rebecca sounds like a Curb fan. She got it right. All right, 4-3.
A new season comes out today. Final
is it today?
Season.
Okay.
I think so. Question number five, Kara, what's the name of the public park where Punxsutawney Phil actually lives?
It's Gobbler's Knob.
I was on the website, Tad, and they start shuttle buses up to Gobbler's Knob at 2 o'clock in the morning. There are people that get there at 2 a.m.
Weirdo. Listen, it's in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It's not in Philly or Pittsburgh. Right. Nothing going on.
I got the Pennsylvania part right.
You did.
There's a parade in my hometown where people watch cows walk up the street.
All right, final score this morning, 5-3. Rebecca and Brazelton, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
Kara, your new record, 1,668 wins, 51 losses.
Ooh, sorry,
good
Rebecca.
Good job, Kara. My brain just wasn't working this morning, I guess.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see comedian Shang Wang. June 21st, the Tabernacle. They're on sale, livenation.com. Have a great time.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great morning.
You too.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
Lot of articles on the internet about parenting advice.
Oh, God.
And I usually open these up and two in, I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I just opened this one. This is according to Reddit, the best parenting advice ever, according to Reddit. And then it's like things like, children can't meet an expectation unless the expectation has been explained to them.
Boy, that person either doesn't have kids or has older kids and like has enough time
right.
to think about that
but
stuff.
But then you scroll down and now we're getting into it. This is the one I wanted to, this is the actual parenting advice. Teach them not to pour grease down the sink, even if you think they already know that. Even if you're sure they already know better, tell them again. That's good parenting advice. I lay awake all night thinking about the things I have yet to tell my kid. Because you assume, like, example, plugging up the toilet, clogging the toilet, right? What kid, who covers that?
Oh, that's true.
Kid starts using the facilities on their own, and it's like, they have no idea the damage that they can cause.
Right.
And so I figured we would do a top that here this morning, looking for like the damage that was caused by the kid that really was your own dang fault.
Because you didn't teach them.
Them how to do that.
Usually when that happens, when the damage occurs, you're like, I didn't think I needed to teach them that. Or that would even have popped into my head. Yeah.
That's the terrifying thing about being a parent is that you have to teach them everything.
We had our floors redone a couple years ago, and I don't know why our daughter thought that she should put soap on the floors to help clean them. but we didn't realize it until like 6 or 7 hours later, and then it was dried soap, like dishwasher soap. And the only way to get that off is to clean it so then like more bubbles are popping
right?
up. And
yeah.
Now the stain's coming off. And I just remember being so angry at her, but then also like, it's not your fault.
It's
you
your
didn't know
fault.
Anybody. You
she
were actually trying to be
to
sweet.
Help.
Yeah. It, like when your kid damages or destroys something, it's like, I'm mad at you, but I also still love you so much.
Nobody told my nursery school girlfriend, Cindy, John, and I that the lighters in the back of my grandfather's old Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
There were two of them in the back there.
Oh,
used
wow.
to really enjoy
That's
their
smoke. A lot
smoking.
Of smoke
in there. So we both pushed them in at the same time,
yeah.
pulled them out at the same time. The
no.
pretty red no. coils. Put them right smack dab in the middle of our hands.
Oh, golly.
Do you still have a mark?
Nobody covered that. I don't think so, but okay. I couldn't open a door for about a week.
Oh, my gosh.
404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation.
I remember my brother and I were trying to help, kind of along the same lines as Avery Drex. Yeah. We were trying to help my mom out. We had had a nice fire the night before, and there were all of these ashes in the bottom of the fireplace. So we were going to help mom clean out the fireplace, and we got a paper bag, and we sat it on the ground, and we got the little shovel, you know, that comes with the poker and everything, and the little broom, and we're just in there, just chimney sweeping, man, thinking mom's going to be so excited,
because
she was taking a nap, and we were going to be like, hey, mom, we cleaned out the fireplace for you so we can have another fire tonight. Well, we didn't know that the embers were still hot from the night before, and we burnt a hole, probably bigger than a football size, through the carpet, through the subfloor.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I have no idea how much, like, monetary damage that we had done with that.
Several
but
thousand.
She was so angry.
But it's her own dang fault. She never covered that you don't shovel
fire.
Ashes into a paper.
It could still be hot, yeah.
I mean, it's her own fault, but still you're like, how would I ever have thought
yeah,
of that?
Yeah.
You want to join us, 404-741-0985. If you want, you can just leave a message. Use the open mic of the B98.5 app. Damage caused by a kid that's your own fault because you never thought to teach them they weren't supposed to do that. 404-741-0985. Nicole in Canton?
Putting Pop-Tarts in the microwave with the wrapper still on.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Did it explode the microwave?
Yes. It caught up in flames.
Oh. How much damage would you say was caused, or did you contain it pretty quickly?
I caught it pretty quickly.
Oh, God.
Golly.
Lois and Buckhead.
Good morning, guys.
Damage caused by a kid, but it was your own dang fault for not teaching him.
So, well, I was the kid. Grew up in Jamaica. I got my first umbrella, and it would not rain. So my mom was cooking, and I went into the pot. The water was very hot. I took a cup full out and I went outside, and my plan was to throw the water in the air and open my umbrella so it would rain on it.
Oh.
And that water it came down on my shoulder.
And burned you.
Do you still have a burn there?
Yes, it burned the bejesus out of me.
Do you still have a scar from the burn?
No, actually, I don't have a scar, but trust me.
Goodness.
And it was the same thing. My mom, you know, she was mad at me, but she said, I love you just the same, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but, blah, blah, blah.
It was really crazy.
Groundhog didn't see a shadow, which is rare, which means an early spring.
So.
No word on Beauregard Lee here, our local.
No, our local guy said spring is coming.
Spring is
so
coming.
So they agreed.
They agreed this year.
It's Atlanta. Yeah. Spring is always coming.
We don't,
yeah, but then
no,
it goes away, and then it comes
it
back.
It goes away for like 2 minutes. We're fine.
There's like 48 hours of winter in Atlanta.
It's still too much. 48 hours, too much.
All right. We are looking for damage caused by a kid that was your own dang fault because you never taught them that they weren't supposed to do this. Like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what can you say? You never told them. Chris Centauri does the afternoon show here on the station. I think he said his kid dumped candle wax in the garbage disposal.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently
well,
that's frowned
upon. Yeah, yeah.
While we're on that topic, I have clogged the drain putting pasta down there. Apparently you're not supposed to put pasta in the garbage disposal.
No.
You're not?
No.
It's like makes it like glue.
Oh.
I had a landlord. I was scraping carrots into the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
My landlord's like,
carrots aren't supposed to. And I say, shut the heck up. You don't know what you're talking about, landlord. Mm-hmm. What is it for if it's not for carrot peels?
And pasta.
Definitely not for that.
Apparently, it's not for that either. Mm-mm. There's all kinds of things that can't go in there.
Well, what do you pour down?
I know. 404-741-0985. Damaged caused by a kid that was your own dang fault. You could also post to the B98.5 Facebook page.
Sunshine left us a message saying, after washing and drying his own clothes for the first time, the inside of my dryer still has a lovely shade of blue crayon to it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then Gilbert Hall says his son tried to help out. The gutters had frozen over, so we got a hammer and beat the crap out of him.
Yes.
And he had to have all of the gutters on his house replaced.
Johnny Ronzano, I told you, my little childhood friend from Spruce Street. The parents had bought a brand new station wagon. Huge snowstorm. Johnny thought he was being helpful. Parents heard a scraping noise, looked out the window. Johnny, standing on top of the station wagon, shoveling it off.
With a metal shovel.
Oh, my God.
I can hear that. I can hear the noise.
I can too.
Yeah. I know.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
The noise of his father threatening to kill him. Michelle and Dunwoody, is that who we have here? Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I also was the child here, but I was playing with my mom's car keys, playing car just around the house, looking for somewhere to put in the ignition, and there was these really cool holes in the wall.
Stuck the keys in the wall
in the outlet and went in and told my mom that fire came out of the wall.
You could have been seriously hurt, Michelle.
Yeah, I may have some damage. We'll never know.
Hey, Christy in Social Circle.
Good morning.
Damage caused by a kid that was your own fault.
We didn't have any tape, so my daughter used bubble gum to put up the glow-in-the-dark stars and pictures on her wall.
Oh, no.
You got to appreciate the ingenuity, the creativity.
Yeah, I guess.
The glow-in-the-dark stars are still there, and she's in her 20s.
Those will be there forever.
Yeah. The ones in my childhood bedroom are still there, and they didn't go up with bubble gum. Wow. They actually had to paint over them because we couldn't get them off the ceiling.
Yeah. Hey, Rhonda in Atlanta.
Yeah, hi.
You took a page from Kara's book, emptying an ashtray into a paper bag.
I mean, he burned the entire house down. The family got out, but they lost everything.
You're kidding.
Oh my gosh.
No, he emptied an ashtray into a paper trash bag, thinking he was being helpful.
Mm-hmm.
When he realized the trash was on fire, he was then afraid he would get in trouble. So he picked up the barely on fire bag of garbage and put it in a closet so he wouldn't get caught.
It's official.
Shut the closet door.
Yep. My child is never going to be allowed to stay home. People are like, oh, they're 12. They're fine. Yeah. No, they're not.
You haven't taught them everything yet.
Yeah. I don't know what I haven't taught them. Five gray hairs just popped out of my head. So Kara lost our month-long contests of January. And as a result, had to hand her phone over to Drex for 2 hours during today's show. A lot of stuff's been happening behind the scenes. We're learning a lot about Kara without Drex even doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Drex, some notification went off, some bell. Drex was like, I don't even know what this was. And turns out it was your bark alarm or something.
Yeah, my bark alert. I have a dog camera that when the dogs bark or whatever, it alerts me that there's something going on. And usually it's my baby screaming. And since I haven't been able to check my security cameras or any of my cameras this morning, I have no idea what's going on in my house.
So much surveillance happening.
Oh, for sure.
Drex, you've been busy over there wreaking havoc.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you bring up dogs, Kara, because I don't know if you know this, but you just listed 4 French bulldog puppies on Facebook Marketplace to get adopted for $500 a piece.
Drex,
do you want to
say?
Absolutely. I was thinking, what would be the absolute worst thing that you could ever post on Facebook Marketplace that would guarantee to get a response?
Oh. What are people saying about the dogs? Do you have takers? Yeah. What's your plan?
$500
is cheap, by the way.
Yeah,
well, exactly. That will entice people to respond. So one woman says, I'm reporting you. You might as well take this post down.
Someone else says,
I hope you know. We all know this is a scam. A guy writes, what's your address? I can come around lunchtime with cash. I'll take all 3.
Uh-huh.
Then the last person writes, it's people like you that make me sick.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Drex.
This is I was desperate for Kara to because I thought it would be so much better for you to have his phone.
Yeah,
you
I thought it would have been so much better for me to have his phone too, but apparently he's just going to make my life miserable.
Hold on, I'm just finishing this.
Oh my gosh.
One last text.
What?
Who are you texting?
You better have all the fun you can because you've got 5 minutes left before I'm taking that back. And then I'll have to spend the rest of the day undoing what you've done. Yeah.
So when we were at Abby's wedding, the woman who comes on after us, she had mentioned we were all sitting around a table. All of our spouses were there. And Ryan pulled me aside and he said, hey, you know, we just had the baby and it's our, you know, fifth year of marriage and things just aren't where they need to be romantically. And I said, dude, I hear you. I've been married almost 18 years. And so he's like, man, any advice to spice things up? And I said, I am the wrong person to ask. So what I thought was I would send out a text on Kara's phone to somebody in her contact list asking for advice on what they can do to spice up their relationship romantically.
Romantically meaning
intimately.
Meaning intimately.
Yep.
And who's it going to?
It is going to your mother-in-law.
No, Drex.
she responded. She's awake.
Already?
Yeah.
Do you just see the dots or does she actually?
No, because it's an Android, so you don't get that. this is not the type of thing mothers and daughters-in-law should discuss. Please refrain from questions like this in the future. Your mother-in-law is cold.
I cannot believe that you sent her that text message.
It's a little dirty, Drex. I gotta be honest.
Are you serious?
Back on this stuff.
Oh, this was too far? Are you serious? Come on.
I'm sick to my stomach now.
Well, at least there's an open line of communication now.
All right, you only have 4 minutes left, so sit
down. I don't even know.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.